Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Rivalry by Peter Peter. Before that, we heard Bad Bad Not Good featuring VCR with their song Found a Light, Beale Street. And at the top, we heard Theo Vandenhoff with Wong Kar Wai, of course, titled after the famous Hong Kong director of In the Mood for Love and Chungking Express, and many other movies, but I only know those two movies. Up next, folks, we've got New Joyce Manor. They've released their full record. I used to go to this bar just last Friday, and here's the title track. It's really good. It's called I Used to Go to This Bar.
About the place, but the new art to recreate. Just pour some more beer on the carpet and make it close to my apartment. Whoa, time goes by so slowly, baby. I wish you were here. And when I think about your face, there's always something hard to place. The way the light would hit your features when we were hanging by the bleachers. Your funeral, I didn't. But that ain't what keeps me awake. It's not the money I still owe you, but photographs I'll never show you. Whoa, time goes by so slowly, baby. I wish you were here. Oh,
washing machines push suitcases round and round.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, you can also listen to us on CFRC.ca. Check out any news, check out volunteering opportunities, check out our archives and our schedule, everything you need to know right there at CFRC.ca. Folks, we just heard Vertigo by Beach Bunny. I played that song recently. I think it was in my top 100 list, but I'm playing it again because it's just so good and I love it so much. Before that, we heard In the Afterglow with Tomorrow Will Come. And right at the top, we heard Joyce Manor with I Used to Go to This Bar. Check out that new record of the same name. Folks, I actually have some good news for a change, if you can believe it, coming out of where else? The Global South. It's stingless bees, folks. So stingless bees are like the oldest bee species that have, ever existed. There's only like 200 species of them, and 50% of them live in the Amazon. They are very cool. They've been cultivated by indigenous people since forever, essentially, for medicines and, of course, food. They're, of course, really, really important pollinators in the Peruvian Amazon and the Amazon writ large. But the good news that we have is coming from Peru, which is that a couple municipalities have done something that I believe this is the first time in history that this has happened, which is that a non-human entity has been granted legal rights. So the stingless bees of a couple municipalities, and there's a big petition to spread this to the whole country, have been given legal rights. The right to be fruitful and multiply, the right to exist and continue thriving and have their lands unmolested by deforestation or pesticides or anything like that. Not only that, if they are injured in this sort of way, they are entitled to legal representation. Folks, the bee movie is real. The bee can take you to court. This is not a joke. This is real. And it's beautiful to me. This is really, really cool. Of course, these bees have been very threatened. And people in general do not like bees and will try to kill them, which is just ridiculous. It's just, it's really good news. It's something that I hope a lot more nations and municipalities or just whatever legal bodies are able to will take advantage of. There's a lot more things that need protecting and that need, the systems that we currently have in place are the best and fastest ways to get those protections in place. All of the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees need legal representation. All of the rivers and the mountains need legal representation. And I would love to be a bee lawyer. I will go to law school right now if that's an option in this country. But yeah, shout out to Peru, shout out to, of course, all of the scientists and indigenous people and lawyers, environmental lawyers who worked for decades to actually see this come to fruition. Shout out to the bees. Thanks for the honey, fellas. Or sorry, ladies. Most of you are ladies. 75% of you or something. Maximum respect, ladies, stingless bees. Up next, folks, we've got new Yumi Zuma. It's called Phoebe's Song. The record that this is from, No Love Lost to Kindness, also just came out recently. So give that a spin if you can. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Defiance for Elise Suderhus by Emperor X. Before that, we heard Eye to Eye by the Sun Glaciers. And right at the top, we heard Yumi Zuma with their new song, Phoebe's Song. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. I don't think we're going to do that this time because this track is 5 minutes long, but it is Armies of the Lord. We have been going track by track through this fire across from Peter Balkan, the brand new Mound Goats record that came out in November. And we have reached the climax, potentially. It was the first single. It's definitely the most vivacious and rambunctious of the songs on this record. It's, of course, a lot of fun, despite Lin-Manuel Miranda's backing vocals. If you recall, this is a serialized story, a concept record about three men who are shipwrecked on a desert isle. The rest of the crew is dead, and these three men have to figure out how they are going to survive. Our primary narrator is a young boy. There is also the captain, Peter Balkan, who has hit his head and is now having religious visions, which he is imparting to his fellow stranded men. And then we have Adam, who we don't get a lot of information about, other than Adam is disillusioned, does not believe in Peter's visions, and in the last song, he committed suicide. He put rocks in his pockets, as the title of the song suggests, and walked into the ocean to join the crewmate at the bottom of the sea. Pretty sad stuff. So now we go back to what I believe is the main narrator's perspective. And this is one of the more confusing songs on the record. How it's interpreted, who is singing, what is happening is up for debate. I've heard people say at the end, I've heard people claim that Adam didn't die and that this is actually from Adam and the narrator's perspective and that it's Peter who died, but that doesn't really make sense because there's later songs that are obviously from Peter's perspective. We also have people believing that All Aboard Who's Going to Board at the end refers to them managing to fix their boat and get off the island. I appreciate the optimism. I don't buy that whatsoever. I don't know where you're getting this optimism from, sir or madam, but that is simply not true. In my estimation, the song starts with trying to pantomime surprise after we buried you at sunrise, referring to Adam, who is washed back up on shore, and Peter and the narrator are doing what they promised and taking care of him. There's a lot of references to biblical verses in this song, naturally, Armies of the Lord, talking about if you prepare for peace, take up the sword, sort of obliquely referencing the swords to plowshares line. I believe that's Joel 3:10. We also have who goes without will find some great reward, which is from Hebrews 10:32-35. And then my favorite here, in the world, but not of it anymore, which is, you know, it from John 18:36. It's about, you know, the kingdom of heaven being and like being there and not. But it's also our narrator is he's still on the planet. He's still in the world, but he's not of it. He is disconnected completely from society and from community. He's starving to death down by the shore, still around, but like just a ghost. Verse 2 is also really gorgeous here, just saying, like, we've been here so long, even if we found the world again, he says, see, in the world but not of it, haircuts and clean clothes, and what then? Like, we're just going to go back to normal, sew ourselves back into the fold? It seems so impossible to them now. It seems like the fate is sealed. Even though there's this still ecstatic hope that Peter is trumpeting, waiting for the armies of the Lord. As he had said in a previous song, armies of angels are going to come to save them. And I suppose our narrator, despite his doubts, is thinking, well, what other choice do I have but to hope for the armies of the Lord, and joins in this, this prayer, this ecstatic prayer. It's really something. This song is really quite something, and a lot of fun. I think the bum 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 is a little cheesy at the beginning, but, you know, the song wins me over in the end, as I'm sure it will win you over as well. So why don't we finally play it? This is The Armies of the Lord by the Mountain Goats.
trying to pantomime surprise. After we buried you at sunrise, with nothing you'd predicted coming true, just doing what we promised you we'd do. Not ready anymore. Late for the war. Who would prepare for peace? Take up the sword. Waiting for the armies of the Lord. Even if we found the world again, haircuts and clean clothes and what then?
Aboard.
Waiting for the
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dutch Interior with Ground Scores. So this is a record that also just came out, and man, I was so impressed by this. This one just because it's a little quicker. The rest of them are pretty slow, but if you're in the mood for like a little moody, sort of thoughtful indie rock album, Dutch Interior, that's a band to look out for. I was pretty impressed. Before that, we heard Rachel Bobbitt with Sweetest Heart. My folks recently saw them open up for Tim Baker at his Christmas show, and they were very impressed, so I put her on here as well. I like that track a fair bit. And, of course, at the top, we heard The Mountain Goats with their song Armies of the Lord. I said that I would not talk for longer than the song ran, and I think I did anyway, despite the fact that the song is 5 minutes, 10 seconds. I apologize. Or, you're welcome, depending on your disposition. Folks, up next, we've got some Mitski. She put out a new single recently, but we're going back into the classics here from Puberty 2. This is I Bet on Losing Dogs.
Tell your baby that I'm your baby. Sometimes walk naked, a child in the garden, and I pretend that there is no other way. Despite the distant shadow of incredulous laughter, echoing as if I should know why it's there. But I like the feeling. I'm at the beginning of time, and no thoughts of who I am have entered my mind. A bend over the river and catch a glimpse of something that's none of my business. As I scoop some up to drink, I disperse whatever it was, and you can scream at me all you want that the greatest love affair is with myself, that it should be passionate, unwavering, no shadow of a doubt that I am in love with my body, and my body is in love with me, but I am not. The water is not in love with the cup that I drink from.
Getting out.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I had a great time. I'm sure you had a great time. And we heard a lot of great new music, like the last track we heard, Paris Paloma's Good Girl. That's a great one. I don't know what to say. I love the spoken word bit in the middle. The chorus is evocative. It's fun. Before that, we heard Feist, My Moon, My Man, and at the top, Mitski, I Bet on Losing Dogs. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Keep this dial on 101.9 FM. We've got a great morning of music coming your way before Democracy Now! At noon. And I'll leave you with some John Prine. Let's take it easy on this lovely Tuesday with That's the Way the World Goes Round. Talk to you next Tuesday, folks. Have a good one.
I got glue on my string. That's the way that the world goes round.
The sun come through the window, the ice all broke, I stood up and